There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about the Joe Flacco trade, our waiver wire pickups for the week, our expectations for the Giants and Eagles games, and reviews for the games last week. To start things off with the Flacco trade. Surprise, it was Flacco. Especially for fifth. That's crazy to me that it was a fifth.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a guy as old as he is.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought if a fifth was involved, why wouldn't they have at least discussed with the Giants?
Yeah.
For either Wilson or Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Of the three. Or if there's somebody else out there that you think would be better, like Cousins or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cousins probably would have cost more. But of the three, or like I said, or somebody else, who would you prefer ultimately?
I like Jameis for fantasy purposes, I will say.
Jameis, I don't think Cincinnati cares about fantasy purposes, right?
No. If we're talking fantasy purposes, though, I would 100% would rather have Jameis. I think, like, let's say we're in the actual Bengals general manager shoes. I mean, I feel like Flacco would be my last option. Like, I'd rather have Russ or Winston
over Flacco?
Flacco. Yeah.
Why?
Flacco is 40 years old. You don't need a veteran on that squad. You need somebody that can definitely lead the team. Flacco has not looked great this year. Winston, we haven't really gotten to see this year, but we already know that Winston's already a great leader and would 100% be able to get that team excited and everything. He still does it even with the Giants. There was a report going around when Dart was the quarterback that some players, not that they didn't want Dart starting, but they wanted Winston to have a chance. And yeah. I think that shows a lot about Winston.
Agreed. Jameis is an incredible human being.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the three, I would rank them this way. I would say Jameis 1, Flacco 2, Russ 3.
Yeah.
For upside. That's how I would view them.
Mm-hmm.
For not messing it up and let's just see what happens, I would rank Russ 1, Flacco 2, and Jameis 3.
Hmm.
Because I think that Jameis has the bigger chance of just screwing up and throwing more picks and turning the ball over. Because Jameis is an incredibly gifted athlete who can do things that the other two just can't do anymore, at least for Russ. Actually, I would say that Jameis can do things that Russ never could have.
Yeah.
But Jameis is not quite as gifted as Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, but he still tries to make the same kind of plays that those guys can. Because 100%. He's so talented, he's just not quite that, you know what I mean? And he tries to be able to do, like, he gets to feeling it too much sometimes. Mm-hmm. If somebody could kind of squeeze that down for Jameis a little bit, man, that guy, like, I think Jameis Winston has the talent, if harnessed enough, to win a Super Bowl. But we've yet to find somebody who could harness that.
Yeah.
And so I would venture to say that's probably not possible.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that any of these guys could possibly lead Cincinnati to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really talented offense, though, that would make any of these three quarterbacks look better than where they currently are or were.
Yeah.
Bar none. I think the Flacco makes the most sense for this. Supposedly Joe Burrow could come back sometime in December.
Mm-hmm.
If either Russ or Jameis had that team rolling, do you think that they would come out as easily for Burrow as Flacco?
Yes.
I don't. I think it would cause conflict.
Really?
Maybe not with Jameis, but with Russ, I think it definitely would.
Like, you think Russell would get upset?
Yeah. I think Russ is probably upset now.
You think so?
Yes.
From what I've heard, it's been that he's been embracing it. Like, he was, pretty much embracing it. Like, been helping Dart out as much as he can, even
that
now
I don't
that
doubt.
He's the backup.
I don't doubt that, because I think Russ is just a good human being, too. Just not to the same level of team. I think there are very few people in the world who are as great as human beings as what you've seen with James. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that Russ understands that none of this is Jackson's fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I don't think he's going to take any of that out on Jackson Dart. But I think if Russell Wilson were to go to Cincinnati and have that team rolling, and like say they were at 10, 11 wins, he would expect to be able to have a shot at being the team or the quarterback for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Where Joe Burrow is way more talented. If he's healthy, why 100%. Wouldn't they want to play Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
I don't think that
it'd
there's
going to
be any conflict at all with a guy like Joe Flacco. I think it would probably be minimal with Jameis, but Jameis would view it as his chance of, hey, man, I finally got this going. Why, like, come on. You know what I mean? And you can understand that from a human element. Like, I would understand why Jameis would feel that way, where Joe's already won the Super Bowl. He's not going to have that same angst about it that I think a guy like Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that that's going to happen either way, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
But the offense is talented enough, if a quarterback can get it going and not turn the ball over consistently, or if you are going to turn the ball over, have enough talent to make up for that.
Yeah.
To keep the team in a game. Because Jake Browning, he's not showing that. When he's turning the ball over, that's not
at all.
Like, they have not played competitively until the end of yesterday or Sunday's game. They had not played competitively in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. The Bengals have been looking terrible recently.
Zach Taylor's trying to save his job right now, and probably the GM.
If I were to guess, they're probably fired.
They fired one of the best DCs in the league, in my opinion. And look what he's doing in Indy, because they tried to make him the scapegoat for what the team was last year, when it was really the GM's fault for not having any talent outside of Trey Henderson on that team on defense. And they didn't address defense enough. Although it is a better defense, it's still not good, and it doesn't have enough quality players.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Joe Burrow wanted T. Higgins. He wanted his guys, all of that. But, man, you got to find some kind of balance for the whole team.
Yeah, 100%. But it'll be a long time before that happens again.
I mean, yeah, those guys are locked in on contracts now, man.
Yeah.
Some mega contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can still protect whoever the hell the quarterback is. Like, Joe Burrow got hurt for a reason, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just is. Yeah, I don't know what the Bengals' plan is to be doing, but I don't see Taylor being there much longer.
If they don't make the playoffs,
I guess that would have also been a thought last year, and he still kept his job. So who knows what the Bengals will do?
I mean, I get that, and I get that Burrow's hurt and everything, but I think if they don't make that, I mean, they were 2-0 when Burrow got hurt. So it's not like they were left at 0-2 or, you know what I mean? And then just kept climbing a hole. They haven't even showed competitiveness since Burrow got hurt, and that's on the head coach.
100%. Our waiver wire pickups. You want to start with the running backs?
Yeah, I really like Kasan Haskins. I'm not like 100% think that I think that he's going to be the RB1 there while Hampton is out. And Hampton, it's supposed to be a minimum of 4 weeks because he's on the IR now. Najee's obviously out for the year. But I don't know. Like, if you had asked me at this time last week who was going to be the RB1 in Arizona, I thought it was going to be DeMarcado, but it's not.
Yeah.
It certainly didn't look like it that first game. And so, but right now, I think it's going to be Kasan Haskins. And he's got a little bit of talent. Like, and that line is beat up a little bit. Hampton was going crazy. Haskins is not Hampton. I don't expect the same kind of numbers, but I think that he could be very serviceable as a flex slash fill-in for bye weeks and stuff. And he is only 3% owned in Yahoo leagues.
Mm-hmm. I like Michael Carter. Dude killed it last week and he had a great share of 18 rushes to 3 rushes, which is crazy with how much people really thought, whatever his last name is.
DeMercado.
Yeah, that one. How good thought he was going to be. Yeah. Did you see Gannon was really laying into him on the sideline?
Yeah, he got fined $100,000 for
it. Really?
By the team.
Oh, man.
That's messed up. That dude cost you that game.
100%.
Just like last week when Mitchell cost the Colts a win.
But yeah, Michael Carter killed it that game. He's only 40% owned still. So I would try to pick him up because Benson's probably going to be out for at least 3 more weeks.
At least.
So yeah, and grab Carter.
I wouldn't be shocked if Carter plays himself into the backup role for this too.
Yeah.
Instead of DeMercado.
Mm-hmm. Receivers.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
I do not have any receivers that I am really a big fan of.
I've got 4. Actually, a big fan of is stretching it a little bit. But I got 4 guys that I like as guys to pick up as a flyer for waiver wires. One of them is not a flyer. He's actually, I can't believe he's only 51% owned. Romeo Doubs. With Jaden Reed out and Christian Watson out and everything, Romeo Doubs, I think, is a really quality play. And he's only 51% owned, and that's crazy to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Malik Washington got the targets. Like, he had 5 or 6 targets in the last couple weeks now. He's still only 24% owned, and a team that I expect to throw a lot because I think they're going to be losing a lot, and so they're going to try and catch up. And Tua is not afraid to sling it. And I think Malik Washington is a really good guy to use as a flyer. In a buy spot or to replace a buy, and or if you've got need a late flex. Xavier Leggett, I would maybe not pick him up, but be watching him. He's only 7% owned. If he gets the kind of shares that he got the first 2 weeks, he was used quite a bit, or like he had 2 big catches in the game the other day on Sunday. And I think that he was starting to build a little bit of trust with Bryce Young, and that could be huge for that offense. And really, it could help free up Ted McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
Something to watch. Like I said, I don't know if I would go get him unless you really need him. I would prefer Washington or the next guy that I'm about to talk about. Isaiah Bond has had 7 targets the last 2 weeks in replacement of Tillman in that first game when Tillman went out. And then this last game, he had 7. As the wide receiver 2/3, but he's getting way more targets. I think he actually had more targets than Judy. He only had 2 catches. I think that he and Gabriel are probably going to continue to work on some of that, and I could see that going up. I'm like, Isaiah Bond is my guy to go get. 6% owned right now. I'm going out on a limb. I get that, but I'm telling you, watch this guy. I think he's going to continue going up the board. Once his legal troubles got out of the way, he's a really talented player.
Yeah.
Kayshon Boutte for a few years ago kind of fell off. Very talented receiver too. Isaiah Bond, way more talented than Boutte. And Boutte is a key part of that offense right now. Not like key of New England, but he's part of that offense. And Bond, way more talented, has huge upside. On a team that doesn't have a ton of high-level wide receiver talent. So he's going to be given a chance, too.
Yeah. Tight ends. I like Mason Taylor. He had like 7 targets last week with Fields.
5 the week
he
before
ended up
that.
Having a pretty good. Yeah, 5 the week before. He's been doing pretty good these last couple weeks. He's I think he's been Fields' 2nd favorite target, right?
Yes. I think he caught 6 balls last week on Sunday.
Yeah, but yeah, he's been playing pretty good recently. Yeah. Hopefully he can continue that. Well, last week he had 12 targets for 9 catches, most on
in
the
12?
Team. Target wise, yeah.
So I'm gonna also say this. I would not judge him by this next week and this next week alone. He's going against Denver. Mm-hmm. That's a really tough defense to get a whole lot of points around. So just go into that knowing that. But this guy too is in a position that's very weak. He's an up and comer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Taylor's son.
Yeah. I'd be worried about. I know I'm going a little bit off subject with this one too, but I'd be a little worried about Garrett Wilson too going against Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, for sure. That could actually help Taylor.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Theo Johnson. He does have a really hard matchup this week, but last week he had a 2-touchdown game. Not sure how many targets he had. I think it was a decent amount.
You want me to look?
He had 7 targets, 6 catches for 33 yards and 2 touchdowns. The yards weren't that great. Daniel Bellinger did play a bit. He had 4 targets. So, I mean, Johnson still had more, like, the higher target share. It wasn't by too much, but, I mean, it's still higher target share. It looks like Johnson's Dart's red zone favorite. It's either himself or Johnson, because I think last week Johnson also had a touchdown.
Theo?
Theo
had 2.
Last week?
Yeah, this past week. Is that what
you're talking about? Last week and then the week before he had 1. So yeah, 3 touchdowns in 2 games. So yeah, it's looking like he's the favorite for Dart in that red zone.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, and he's only 11% owned.
That's crazy. Especially when like... You knew that he was probably his share was going to go up some with Neighbors getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's probably a product of nobody knowing what to expect from Dart yet. So wanted to see how he does again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My top tight end target this week is a guy who is 0% owned right now, Hunter Long for Jacksonville. Brenton Strange is hurt, I think, on the IR now. So out at least 4 weeks. Hunter Long already had, he's got 7 receptions for 2 touchdowns, a guy that Trevor Lawrence has looked at in the red zone, obviously, already. Some, I think this is a guy who is more talented than what he has shown. He was drafted by Miami, was with the Rams for a little bit, and the Rams used him kind of like Jacksonville had early on this season as a nice second option for tight end, and then 2 tight end, 12 personnel and whatnot. I think that he could take a leap here and a jump. And I'm excited to see what could happen. I don't think that he's going to get quite the same target share that Strange was getting. But Strange, the previous 2 weeks before he got hurt this week, had 7 targets in each of those weeks, in week 3 and week 4. So if Long could get 5 to 6 targets a game, and if you need, like, you need somebody to fill in at tight end for a bye, or you just in a flex spot, I think you could do worse than taking a flyer on this guy and hoping he gets a touchdown to go with a couple catches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that. Like, I'm not saying go get this guy to start him right away. I'm saying I think he could grow into
this. Yeah, look at somebody looking or, like, at least keep an eye on. Giants and Eagles. I really like Barkley and Hurts for this game. I don't know how I'm going to feel about the Giants. Maybe Wandale. I'm kind of up on the fence with that one. Dart will probably have a decent game maybe with his rushing upside, but that's all I really have.
Missed a guy.
Cam?
Cam Scatabo. He disappointed last week.
I mean, maybe.
And he still did pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to run all over this defense.
Mm-hmm.
I fully expect that.
I can see it.
But I fully expected it last week, so we'll see. But I like it. They're at home. They are going to have to run the ball to control the ball. And I think Cam genuinely feels bad about that fumble and will be looking to make it up.
Yeah.
Like, this is a guy, a very prideful guy. You could tell by the way he just tries to bowl everybody over. And he's exciting. Like, he's just exciting. And he's not going to last crazy. Long in this league. But, man, let's enjoy it while he plays. He's a big guy, though, so maybe he lasts longer than I expect. But it's fun to watch, and it'll be fun to watch on Thursday night. I also really like A.J. Brown in this game. There is nobody to stop this guy,
I get that he's going on his little down.
But it went against Patrick Surtain, and he's not – there is nobody even close to that good, not even a little bit, on the Giants' defense in the secondary to stop him. And I think that they're going to try and make a statement with that. But that's my anticipation.
Yeah. So game reviews for last week. If it opens. Start off with this Thursday night game. San Francisco and Rams. That was a crazy game.
That was a crazy game.
Huge shootout. Mac Jones with going 33 for 49. 342 yards and two touchdowns, and Stafford going 30 for 47, 389 and three touchdowns. That's a high passing game.
You would have expected more points in that game, to be honest, hearing those stats. So is Brock Purdy with the money? I mean, they're stuck with him.
Yeah.
That's not going away. Did they mess maybe? Up? Or is Mac Jones better than what people thought?
I don't know.
I think Mac Jones is better.
Maybe that. Yeah. Mac Jones. He's been playing pretty good this season so far, at least the games that he's played.
You know what I think? I think Bill Belichick's a moron.
Oh, 100%. I don't think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Bill is really that good of a coach.
And I think this frankly. Helps. So everybody kept saying that, was it Bill? Was it Tom? It was a combination. Don't get me wrong. Bill Belichick is a really good defensive coach. But Bill Belichick is not the best coach ever. And I think this helps back all that
I
up.
I think this proves it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady went and won without him, and he fell off the face of the earth. And then he couldn't make a guy who had a really good rookie year. And then he just kept going down, down, down. And Belichick kept driving him down. And I think this helps show that.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan is a genius. No doubt about it. And I honestly think he could probably make most quarterbacks really good. But anybody who wants to keep saying that Kyle Shanahan could do this with any quarterback, then why is Trey Lance not in San Francisco?
Yeah.
So even the best coaches just mess up sometimes. Kyle Shanahan is an offensive genius. I would even argue to the same level that Belichick was a defensive genius. But if he could make any quarterback do that, Trey Lance would still be there. And that makes me say Mac Jones is better than people think and give him credit for it. He just had a raw deal in New England with a terrible coach who didn't think offense mattered.
Mm-hmm.
A terrible coach really. For that. Great defensive coach.
Yeah.
And a good head coach. I'm not trying to say that Belichick was worthless and absolutely had nothing to do with it. He obviously had input and impact on them winning all those Super Bowls. But Tom had more. And I don't think it's even close. And I can't stand Tom Brady. I was a Peyton Manning guy. But credit where credit's due.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Bill looks really bad in college right now.
Oh, man. Like, atrocious.
Yeah.
Atrocious. Like,
it's hilarious. All you can do is laugh. And the stuff that he's doing right now. Like, his players aren't even allowed to repost or post anything Patriots related.
Yeah. He's a petty man.
This is ridiculous.
And obviously a very insecure man.
100%. Yeah, dude's crazy. Minnesota Cleveland.
Hit the over.
Game did have more scoring than we thought.
Not by much, but
That was still
over's over.
But it was still a bad game.
Oh, it was awful game to watch. Awful, awful.
Like the only couple players that had great games were Njoku, Judkins,
JJ,
and Justin Jefferson. That's about it. Like, that was just a pretty bad game all around.
Cam Akers had a good game for what he was asked to do.
Yeah, he had a pass touchdown.
It was a nice-looking pass, too.
Yeah, but he might be QB1. Indy and Vegas. Geno still looks really bad.
Were you impressed with Dylan Gabriel?
Colts still look really good. I mean, I expected him to throw picks, so, yeah.
Same. I wasn't unimpressed.
He didn't play terrible. I'll give him that.
And he's got a great young running back there, too.
Mm-hmm. Judkins is still playing really good and against a really hard defense, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about Gabriel.
No, that's fine. But yeah, Geno's still playing bad. Genty is playing decent. He was a 14 for 67. And that's still almost a 5-yard average against a really good defense in Indy. Indy's still playing really good. Surprise, surprise. Jonathan Taylor didn't have that great of a week. Not terrible, but not great. Or I'd say he had 3 touchdowns. That's great. His average wasn't great. His yards per carry wasn't great.
I mean, it wasn't terrible.
I had to rephrase that one.
3.9.
No. It's average, but he had 3 touchdowns. I did fix my statement.
I think we can forgive him.
yeah. Pittman, he didn't play too bad. He had a touchdown. So I think that's his second week. Tyler Warren had his first receiving touchdown of the season.
Isn't that crazy?
About time. Yeah. Insane.
Hey, even Anthony Richardson had a catch in that game.
They had, he threw it to himself.
Yep. His only completion of the season.
That was crazy. Mm-hmm. But the Vegas got killed in that game. That was a bad game for the Raiders.
Is it time to start considering? Is it time to start considering?
No.
Somebody else for Geno Smith.
I mean, any Pickett? That's all they have. You know, Connell's still hurt, I think.
Yeah.
And even then, I'd rather start Aiden over Pickett. No bias, but Purdue legend Aiden O'Connell, I think, is better than Kenny Pickett. But yeah, I don't know. I think they have to wait.
I don't think it's time to replace him, but he's got to do something, or they need to at some point.
Yeah, because he's playing terrible.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Giants in New Orleans. Saints had a pretty good game. Giants did not.
They turned the ball over 5 times.
Dart was 26 for 40. Yeah. Dart was 26 for 40, 202 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. I don't know how the picks were. Were they bad picks?
I mean, yeah. He was definitely a young guy.
I mean, you're going to see it in a rookie.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Overall, I thought Dart
played
a good,
he still had a pretty good. Yeah, he still had a decent fantasy game. So I don't think it's anything to complain about. I mean, unless you're a Giants fan, then there's something definitely to complain about for that game. That was just a bad game all around.
Dable should be fired for that game.
Yeah.
And I like Brian Dable. I hope he gets another chance because I think Dable's a good coach. But that was an embarrassing game. They should have won that game easily.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm.
They're far better than New Orleans.
Yeah, that's.
I say something because it's not a good team.
I'd say that's killed. No. Yeah, that was just a bad game for the Giants in general. Mm-hmm. Dallas and Jets. The Jets look horrible still. They still look really bad. Most of their points, 16 points in garbage time. So they had 6 going into the fourth quarter against Dallas. One of the worst defenses in the league. And they had 6. It's a mix of poor offensive coaching decisions. Justin Fields still makes a lot of bad decisions. Like some of his throws were just really bad. I was really keeping an eye on that game. But yeah, that game was just terrible for the Jets. Cowboys played pretty good football. Javonte killed it. 16 attempts for 135 yards and a touchdown. He was on fire. Dak played pretty good. 18 for 29, 237, and four touchdowns. Fields. I think Fields had a turnover, didn't he? I believe he fumbled.
Nope. Breece Hall did.
No? Oh, Hall fumbled. But yeah, that was just a terrible game for the Jets. That's embarrassing.
You know what I'm noticing, though?
Frankly.
With what? The Jets, they play terrible for three quarters. And then all the guys that we want to play them in fantasy all end up doing pretty good stuff.
Yeah. They really thrive in garbage time.
So play Fields, play Breece Hall, play Garrett Wilson, and play Mason Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Because more times than not, they're going to get their points. You just got to be patient, and it's going to happen in the fourth quarter after they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah.
But that matters for fantasy.
Yeah, it does. Denver and Philly. I don't think many people expected Denver to win this game.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Philly did not play that well. Nope. I mean, they didn't play terrible.
Frankly, neither did Denver.
But they didn't play great. No, it was not like a really standout game.
It was, I expected a good game. It was a bad game that ended well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fun to watch.
Yeah.
But it was a bad game.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really stood out in that game. Agreed. Barkley only had 6 rush attempts. I think that's what's crazy.
Stupid. What is going on with Philly and Baltimore?
I have no idea.
Two teams that should be running the hell out of the ball. Yeah, fair enough. But and neither one is. Although Henry got 15 carries this week.
No. And he got a touchdown.
At 33 yards.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
We
don't
even have to talk about Baltimore now. We just did.
Baltimore, but Miami and Carolina. That was a good game, surprisingly.
That was a good game.
Towards the end. Especially towards the end. When it was going back and forth. That was great.
It was cool.
Yeah, Tua was 27 for 36, 256, and 3 touchdowns. Bryce Young was 19 for 30, 198, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Outtle killed it with 23 rushes, 209 rushing yards, and a touchdown. He was on fire the entire game.
Yes, he was.
Achane was not with 10 rushes for 16 yards.
Yeah. Carolina's defense is for real.
Waddle had a really good game. 6 catches, 110.
Carolina's defense is for real.
Waddle stepping up like I thought he was. Darren Waller's still playing really good.
Played better than he did the previous week.
I really like Waller this year. Is Darren Waller back? I think it's possible.
I don't think Darren Waller is the old Darren Waller, but I think he's a very fantasy relevant tight end.
He looks pretty football relevant. 5 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown.
I didn't mean it that way. He is a top 10 option right now in tight end. That's what I mean.
100%, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's been on fire. The Dolphins' offense has been playing pretty good at the moment. We'll see how that goes.
They still lost.
If they can continue it, but yeah.
That's a horrible team.
Yeah, they did. Houston and Baltimore. Baltimore looks horrible.
I got
even worse without Lamar Jackson, which was expected. They made Houston look like Cooper Rush. Why? He killed it. 14 for 20, 179 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 3 picks. That's on fire.
Because he single-handedly got me knocked out of my guillotine league. Was negative 1.5 points.
Who'd you start?
Cooper Rush.
You started Cooper Rush in a guillotine?
Yeah, because I didn't have a choice. I had buys. He was the only quarterback left. It's a super flex.
That's your fault.
No, it's not. It's a super flex league.
Oh, a super flex?
Yes.
Oh. And a guillotine?
It was a fun league, man. It's a fun league.
Well, yeah, I got a guillotine right now. I'm alive still. We'll see if that continues, but I'm alive. Looks like you just need to step up. You should have just stepped up.
You're right.
Sounds like you're just bad.
I should have. I should have started Jordan Addison in the super flex spot and just moved on. But I didn't. It would have been a 14-point swing, and I would have been fine.
You gambled it with Cooper Rush. You thought Rush was going to play better than...
All you had to do was give me 7 points. You would have thought a quarterback would have done that.
You couldn't even do that.
Even Jake Browning did that.
Mm-mm.
Yes, he did.
I'd rather start anybody but Cooper Rush.
I'm just saying, even Jake Browning did that.
All right. He might have done
Rush
it.
Is dead to me.
Yeah. Tennessee and Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona deserved
that
to lose.
That game was sold by Carolina.
It's ridiculous that they lost.
Or not Carolina. Oh, man. Arizona.
It's ridiculous that they lost, but they deserved to lose. Mm-hmm. I got nothing else. Congrats, Cam Ward, for his first win.
Yep.
That kid, I don't think.
Great comeback.
I don't know that he's going to make it, but I hope he does because he's fun to watch, too.
Yeah. He definitely makes those really cool plays.
And he's exciting. And I think he's a strong leader.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's quite talented enough. At least to live up to the number one pick.
Yeah. What pick was he?
Number one.
Was he one? Yeah, I forgot all about that. I thought he was like three. Huh. Bucks and Seahawks.
Best game of Baker Mayfield of Sunday.
Oh, 100%. Baker Mayfield killed it. 29 for 34 incompletions.
Sam Darnold killed it too. Like that was a heck of a game.
379 yards, 2 touchdowns for Mayfield. Darnold, 28 for 34. Another great ratio. 341 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. Jackson Smith killed it. Egbuka killed it.
That dude.
Both wide receiver ones were on fire.
Yep. Emeka Egbuka
is
the clear-cut offensive of the year, offensive rookie of the year right now. Clear-cut.
100%. Especially if he can continue it. He's got a lot at the moment.
Man,
he's I don't think any other rookie is like playing to the same level as him. Detroit-Cincinnati, Jake Browning still looks horrible. All of his good stats were from garbage time.
Who starts this week, Flacco or Browning?
I would guess Browning, unless they like simplified the playbook for the first week of Flacco, and they really don't like Browning that much.
I think they really don't like Browning that
much. Yeah. I mean, I can see it. He hasn't played good at all. Dave Montgomery had a pretty good week. Rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown.
Did you see the story about Montgomery's sister?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? It was really cool to see her there to see him score a touchdown and everything. I just thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fans around him seemed pretty cool too.
Yes. It was just a great humanity moment.
Mm-hmm. Washington and Chargers. Chargers looked horrible, to say the least.
Second straight week?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening to them, but they are falling apart. And I don't see it getting much better with them losing Hampton.
I think that the receivers and Herbert are much more fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
And they already were. Don't get me wrong. I just think that it's that much more.
Yeah. It looks like Bill Kroski Merritt has taken the RB1 position now, though.
Welcome to the NFL, young kid. He had himself a heck of a game.
Yeah. 14 for 111, 2 touchdowns, 7.9 average. He had a 14 attempts to Chris Rodriguez having 5 and McNichols having 1.
Yep.
So it's probably somebody I don't think he's available in any leagues.
Yeah,
if I think about it, but
I think he's like 25% or so.
Yeah, definitely somebody to keep an eye on. Then grab him. He's somebody that probably should be grabbed. I'm surprised he's not grabbed now, honestly.
Agreed.
I feel like he would have been a stash a bit ago, but what do I know? Buffalo and the Patriots.
Bills.
What happened?
Bills blew this game.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Neither team took care of the ball well in this game.
No.
And both teams, frankly, deserve to lose.
Yeah, that was an ugly first half.
Neither team played well enough to win. But the Patriots outlasted them. And kudos to Drake May and the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. That game mattered way more to the Patriots than it did the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
It probably helped wake the Bills up. Like, hey, you can't just coast through this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Josh wasn't quite as crisp.
Yeah.
But
he didn't play. He didn't play to like the highest of his abilities,
right?
He still had 2 touchdowns, which is definitely decent. 22 for 31, 253, 2 touchdowns and 1 pick.
Yeah,
Drake May was 22 for 30 for 273, zero touchdowns, zero picks. So Drake May was moving them down the field. He didn't throw picks. He also didn't throw touchdowns. So he didn't play terrible. He didn't play great. He was just there. He was moving them, which that's, you can't ask for much more if it gets you the win.
Agreed.
Stevenson didn't play great rushing, but he did get two touchdowns, which definitely helped him.
Yeah, he's got to learn how to hold on.
Yeah.
And why they don't give Henderson more chances with all that is beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that just wasn't a good game.
No. Like, both those teams are better than this, specifically Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs, Jags. That was a surprise, honestly. Oh, that was a huge surprise. Great.
We are five games into the season, and the Chiefs are 2-3, and the Baltimore Ravens are 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I mean, neither quarterback had a stellar game, which I don't think that's surprising. Trevor Lawrence had a Trevor Lawrence game. Mahomes, I mean, he had 300 passing yards. One touchdown, one pick, not great. Kareem Hunt had a great game. Mahomes did also have a rushing touchdown, which I think that helps him a lot. But Kareem Hunt is 100% their red zone back.
What do you mean Trevor Lawrence didn't have a great game?
I didn't say he didn't have a great game. I said he had a Trevor Lawrence game.
You did say he didn't have a great game.
It wasn't great game. He won.
Three touchdowns.
He had one touch. Oh, two rushes. Two rush touchdowns. All right, I missed that.
And he made the game-winning play. Did you see it?
No, I was asleep. I was out.
I get that. I just didn't know if you'd seen a replay.
No, I didn't.
I was up watching the Cubs.
I
know
you drove him down the field.
I was up watching the Cubs. I had the NFL game on the silent TV. And I looked over and I watched. So the center stepped on his foot as he goes back to hand it off. They're on the goal line. And they're getting ready to hand it off to ETN, mm-hmm. It looked like. He falls. Because the center stepped on his foot, falls, goes to get up, and is trying to do it too fast. You got to see the replay. Trying to do it too fast and fell again, got back up, and went around and ran it in. Watch the replay and watch Chris Jones.
That was the game winner? Oh, man.
Watch the replay and watch Chris Jones.
I did see that people were saying that he did not put much effort into it.
He put zero effort into it. And he could say he was trying to spy it or whatever the hell he wants. He put zero effort into it. It's not the first time that Jones has done that this year.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's not my problem. I'm not a Chiefs fan.
Pretty cool, though. Pretty cool. Perry called that game.
He did.
He put $50 on Jags money line.
Oh, man. How did that pay out?
A 135, I think. Something like that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
My dummy self said, hey, Perry's putting $50 on this. I'm betting it. And then parlayed it with other things and lost.
I get it. I just be parlaying a bunch of stuff together and just hoping.
Right?
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on a podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think on the episode. Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.